的时候，一起来赞敬拜赞美我们的神。
So we can praise and worship our Lord.
虽然学校好像已经开学一个星期了，对不对
？It seems like the school has already started for a week.
可是好像要等到明天的这个劳动节过后，暑假才算是真正的结束。
But it seems like if the Labor Day is not over yet, the summer is not ended yet.
家中有小孩的父母是不是可以喘口气了？
Those parents, you have small children, it seems like you can take a little breath.
但是我们也常常会怀念还有珍惜这个暑假的时间。
But still, we kind of miss and cherish the time that we spend in the summer.
因为也只有暑假，我们全家可以一起出去旅游。
And it's only in the summertime the whole family can go out and travel together.
然后可以一起享受美好的天伦之乐。
So we can enjoy the family time.
在上个主日Faith Bible Church 的那个 Ethan 牧师，他是以路加福音十一章开始了我们祷告人生的这个信息系列。
Last Sunday, Faith Bible Church Pastor Ethan, he began the series of prayer life from Luke chapter 11.
他首先是用主耶稣教导我们如何祷告，告诉我们祷告的对象是我们在天上的父神。
In the beginning, he taught us, use the Lord's Prayer to teach us the object of prayer is God, our Heavenly Father.
那我们祷告的内容，他这边告诉我们说，我们是其实要先来寻求这个神的旨意。
And it says in here, in prayer, we need to seek God's will first.
然后才是为了我们自己的需要来向神来祈求。
And then we can pray for our own personal needs.
然后之后，耶稣他也用半夜有人来求饼，来说明神渴望我们用祷告来到神的面前。
And later on, Jesus used the parable of asking for bread in the middle of night to explain that God eager for us to come to Him in prayer.
因为我们的神，他乐意按照他的慈爱和信实，把最好的东西赐给我们。
Because our God is so pleased to, He wants to give us the best gift according to His.
我们常常会经历到我们祷告的时候，神常常允许我们不一样的东西，跟我们所祷告的不一样。
It's a lot of times, you know, when we pray for something, but we got something different.
我们家有两个儿子。
I have two sons.
我们家小儿子是两年前的暑假，他结婚了。
Two summers ago, my youngest son, he got married.
然后我的儿子，我的小儿子，他同时也要回到学校去，继续的念书。
And he decided to go to go back to school.
当时他是有两个选择。
And at that time he has two choices.
一个是回到他原来念大学时候的 UT Austin.
And one is going back to UT Austin where he graduated from.
因为 Austin 其实离休斯顿比较近嘛。
And or you know Austin is closer to Houston.
那德州的生活费也比较低。
And also the living cost here is much lower.
而且我们的媳妇其实已经在 Austin 工作。
And our daughter-in-law has a job in Austin already.
所以我们就跟他们讲说，哎呀，你们再回到 Austin 多好啊，你们又熟悉那边的环境。
So we told them, you know, it's so great that if you can go back to Austin and you know you're familiar with the environment.
离家又近。
And it's close to home.
但是我们的小孩常常都尽量选择离家比较远的地方，是不是这样？
It seems like our children like to choose somewhere it's far further from our home.
所以他们就选择去了加州的洛杉矶。
So they decided to go to LA, in California.
你们也知道，加州那时候的失业率超过10%。
And you know the unemployment rate in California was 10%.
当然，因为神的怜悯，我们的媳妇很快就找到新的工作。
But because of God's mercy, our daughter-in-law found a job.
故事还没有结束。
But that's not the end of the story.
两年之后，今年六月，我小儿子毕业。
And 2 years later, he graduated.
那你想，我们又在祷告什么？
So you know what we're praying for?
我们迫切的祷告，希望他能回到休斯顿找到工作。
So we pray earnestly. We want him to come back to Houston and get a job.
可是他们两个人却跑到了 Minneapolis.
But they decided to go to Minneapolis.
两个人都在那里找到了工作。
Both of them found jobs over there.
上个月也都去到了那里。
And last month they moved there.
你们知道？Minneapolis 那边冬天怎么样？
And you know, Minneapolis is so cold in the winter time.
所以我们就跟他说，哇，你们这下不得了。
And we said, oh no.
从这里的烤箱跑到那里的冰箱去了。
It's like you move from the oven to the refrigerator.
其实当我们回想回头来看这些事情的时候，
But when we look back, we look at things happen to us,
我们就会发现神回应我们的祷告常常会是超过我们所求所想。
And we know that when God answers our prayer, He's able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine.
其实小孩长大会可以独立是不是一件好事啊？
But you know, if they can be independent, isn't that a great thing?
而且他们接受新的挑战不但可以让他们增加对神的信心，而且更多的来经历神的恩典。
And you know, with these new experiences, their faith can increase and they can experience God more.
我们常常对于祷告会流于一种形式。
A lot of time, our prayer is just a formality.
甚至于好像祷告是自我安慰一下。
And a lot of time, it seems like if we're praying, it's like a self-talk to comfort ourselves.
如果大家还记得的话，去年在 Houston 这边经历了很大的五十年来最大的旱灾。
And you know, Houston experienced one of the worst in 50 years, worst drought.
常常看到路边的树到现在还是死的。
And you can see still there's a lot of dead trees on the roadside.
那今年美国又经历了许多州又经历了七十年来最大的旱灾。
And many other states in the United States experienced the worst drought in 70 years.
那教会要干嘛？
So what do we do for as a church?
当然迫切地向天父祷告求神降临。
So we have to pray earnestly and ask for rain.
所以就很多教会都在为这个降雨的事情来祷告。
So a lot of churches were praying for rain.
那有一个教会他们在祷告，他们持续祷告，可是神都没有垂听。
And there was one church they continually pray and pray and pray but God did not answer.
终于有一次在祷告会的中间，天降下了倾盆大雨。
And finally, one time during the prayer meeting, there was a downpour.
结果所有的人当场被困在教会里面。
And all the people right there got trapped in the church.
这时候他们就看到有一个小女孩居然拿着一只打开一只那个红色的小雨伞。
And they saw a little girl got a little red umbrella and opened it.
那在座人就很惊讶，就问这个小女孩说：“明明气象报告说这几天都不会下雨。”
And all the people were so surprised. They said, "Well, according to the weather forecast, there's no rain today."
你怎么会带雨伞？
Why did you bring this umbrella?
小女孩就很不以为然地说。
And the little girl said,
我们不是在为天降雨来祷告吗？
Says, "Are we praying for the rain?"
天下雨，你难道不带雨伞吗？
So why can't we, why don't we carry an umbrella if it rains?
所以当小女孩走出去的时候，
So when the little girl walked out from the church,
啊，所有的大人都非常的羞愧。
And all the adults were so ashamed.
所以其实祷告是相信怜悯的神一定会听我们的祷告。
So prayer is to believe the merciful God will definitely answer our prayers.
而且按照他的旨意来回应我们。
But he will answer us according to his will.
上周，伊神牧师他也说，他们为社区的小朋友祷告了很多时。
And last week, Pastor Ethan mentioned that he prayed for the children in this community.
现在他们终于可以服侍社区的儿童，让这些小朋友从小就来认识耶稣。
So now they can serve the children in the community, so these children can get to know Jesus.
在这个时候，我要鼓励，如果所有你家里有小朋友的父母们。
And here, I want to encourage you, if you have small children,
其实都可以来参与我们儿童的服事。
You can also participate in our children's ministry.
即使你不，现在还不会教导圣经。
Even though you don't know how to teach Bible yet,
你也可以来帮忙。
You can just come and help.
让我们可以跟小孩一起在神的话语中成长。
And we can grow together with our children in God's word.
讲了半天是干什么？
So why do I say all about this?
因为我们的今天的经文就是跟小孩子有关系。
Because our verses has something to do with little children today.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开你的圣经。
If you have Bible, open your Bible.
Yeah. 用你自己习惯的言语，我们一起来念马可福音。
Read with the language that you are accustomed to. Let's read the Mark.
我们会从十三节念到第十三节念到十六节。
Chapter 10, verse 13 to 16.
翻到以后，我们同声开口来念。
Oh, if you turn your Bible to the passage, we can read it together.
这里说有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣摸他们，门徒就责备那些人。耶稣看见就恼怒，对门徒说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国正是这样的人。我实在告诉你们，凡承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。于是抱着小孩子给他们按手，为他们祝福。什么人会带小孩子来见耶稣？
Will bring little children to see Jesus.
我相信应该是他们的父母。
I believe it's their parents, right?
为什么父母要带小孩子来见耶稣呢？
Why do you think those parents want to take the little children to see Jesus?
甚至要耶稣来摸这些小孩子。
And even want to ask Jesus to lay his hand on them.
其实圣经让我们看见耶稣他出来宣讲神国福音的时候。
The Bible show us when Jesus came out to talk, spread about the good news.
耶稣就看见许多的人，他们困苦流离。
Jesus saw many people were harassed and they were helpless.
如同羊没有牧人一般。
Just like a sheep without a shepherd.
耶稣就怜悯人的需要。
So Jesus had mercy on these people.
行使他的权柄。
So he used his authority.
使瞎子看见，瘸子行走。
So the blind receive sight, the lame could walk.
长大麻风的得洁净。
Those who have leprosy are cleansed.
聋子能听见，死人会复活。
The deaf hear, the dead are raised.
穷人也有福音可以听。
And the good news is proclaimed to the poor.
对于这些有病的人。
So to these people who are sick.
耶稣只要用嘴巴就可以医治他们。
Jesus can just say something and he can heal them.
但是我们却经常看到主耶稣按手在他们身上。
But we see a lot of time Jesus lay his hand on them.
特别是那个长大麻风的病人。
Especially those who has leprosy.
大麻风是一种会传染的皮肤病。
Everybody knows leprosy is a contagious skin disease.
长大麻风的人是被看为不洁净。
And they were considered unclean.
不要说去摸他们。
It's not just if we are not just touching them.
就是靠近他们都会被传染。
If we're getting close, then we might get infected.
但是我们看见耶稣仍然伸出手去摸他们。
But we see Jesus still reach out his hand and touch them.
因为耶稣不只是要洁净他们。
And Jesus does not only want to cleanse them.
耶稣更要满足他们心灵深处的饥渴和需要。
Jesus wants to satisfy their needs.
在马太福音的19章13节也说明，有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，是要耶稣按手为他们祷告。
And in Matthew chapter 19, verse 13, those people brought children to him and asked Jesus to lay hands and pray for them.
按手祷告其实是当时代为人祝福的一种礼仪。
And laying hands on people is the etiquette of blessing at that time.
初代安提阿教会，他们差遣保罗跟巴拿巴出去的时候，也为他们按手和祷告。
When Antioch Church sent Paul and Barnabas out on mission trip, they laid hands on them and they prayed.
所以这些父母带小孩来，要耶稣为他们按手祷告，就是希望这些孩子他们从小就能够领受神的祝福。
So these parents brought the children to them, to Jesus, wanted to Jesus to pray for them so they can receive the blessings from him.
记得我还没有信主的时候，我也为了谁的好处啊？为了我孩子，不是为我，我不需要。为了孩子的好处，我带孩子们去教会。
I took them to church.
但是结果是，神的话就因此进入了我的心。
And then the words of God began to penetrate my heart.
神的话让我看见我自己的骄傲。
So God's word let me see my own pride.
还有我的自以为是。
And my own self-righteousness.
让我愿意谦卑地来到神的面前。
So we can humbly, I can humbly come to Jesus.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends，
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督
，If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior，
我鼓励你带你的家里的小朋友也来认识耶稣。
I really encourage you to come with your children to know Jesus.
每一个礼拜带他们来到教会
，To bring them here every week，
让你们全家都蒙受神的祝福。
So your whole family can be blessed.
很不幸的是，这些家长却被门徒们拦阻。
But unfortunately, these parents, they were hindered by the disciples.
门徒在这边我们看到说门徒责备那些父母。
So the disciples, they were scolding the parents.
而且不准这些小孩子来见耶稣。
And they hindered those children to see Jesus.
为什么门徒会做这种事？
Why do you think the disciples do that?
如果你看圣经的话，你就知道耶稣忙不忙啊。
If you look at the Bible, you know Jesus is really busy, right?
圣经说耶稣走遍各城各乡。
It says Jesus walked all over the town.
所以其实耶稣不但要四处的讲道。
So Jesus has to preach the gospels.
还一天到晚都有人来找他医病赶鬼。
And there are a lot of people asking to be healed.
所以门徒很自然的讲，耶稣没有时间，他不应该花时间在这些不懂事的小孩子身上。
So those disciples think, oh, Jesus is too busy. He shouldn't waste time on these little children.
我们现在家中谁最宝贵啊？
And who are the treasure in our house now?
我们现在是把小孩放在我们生活的第一位。
Seems like most of us put our children on the top priority.
可是，在2000年耶稣的时代的时候
，But at that time, 2000 years ago,
小孩子不能独立自主，又没有经济能力。
And those children, they're not independent and they don't have any economical power.
他们是完全不被尊重的。
They were not respected at all.
所以门徒不让他们来接近耶稣。
So the disciple prevent them from seeing Jesus.
所以我们当中有很多青少年在我们中间。
We have a lot of youth among us now.
你们生活在这么美好的环境，实在是神对你们的祝福。
You know, this is a great environment for you. It's a blessing from God.
真的恳求主来帮助我们，不但带领我们的全家人来到主耶稣的面前。
We really want to ask God to bring our whole family to Jesus.
我们也希望真的是让我们的周围的人都能够来认识耶稣。
We really want the people around us can get to know Jesus too.
好，接下来我们来看遇到这些拦阻，那耶稣看到门徒在拦阻他的门。门徒在拦阻这些小朋友的时候，耶稣怎么样？耶稣就非常的生气。
So let's see what happened to Jesus when Jesus saw these people. They were hindering the children to come to see him. He was angry.
耶稣对门徒说：“让谁来我的面前？”
And Jesus said to let
他说：“让小孩子到我这里来。”
He says, "Let the little children come to me."
如果耶稣说小孩子可以来到他面前，表示所有人都可以。来到他的面前。
If Jesus said the little children can come to me, then any one of us can come to him.
如果你还不能接受耶稣，我不知道什么是你自己的拦阻。
I don't know what's hinder you from accepting Jesus Christ.
有人说我太忙了，没有时间给耶稣。
A lot of people will say, "Oh, I'm too busy. I don't have time for Jesus."
那也有很多人说，哎呀，我的行为，我的表现还不够好。我没有办法来接受耶稣基督，我不配来认识耶稣。
A lot of people would think, "Oh, I'm not worthy. You know, I don't have a good behavior, good performance."
但是耶稣他爱我们每一个人。
But Jesus loved each one of us.
因为耶稣的爱是完全没有条件的。
Because Jesus' love is unconditional.
因为耶稣绝对不会因为我们所拥有的学问或者财富或是我们的成就而来爱我们。
Jesus will not just love us because we are knowledgeable, or we are wealthy, or we are very accomplished.
也不会因为我们一无所有、一事无成而不爱我们。
And even if we have done nothing with our life, he would hold that against us.
所以在希伯来书告诉我们，耶稣他也成为人的样式。
So in Hebrew, it says Jesus came to us as a human.
所以他也曾经受过各样的试探和苦难。
So he suffers all kinds of painful things and temptations.
所以他体恤我们的需要。
So he understands our needs.
他说，任何的人都可以坦然无惧来到耶稣的面前。
He says anyone can come to Jesus with confidence.
他会向我们施怜悯、施慈爱。
So he will give us mercy and kindness.
他要成为我们随时的帮助。
He will become our ever-present help in trouble.
如果你正背负着你劳苦重担，
if you are burdened with a lot of loads, very heavy,
可能是你面临生活上的压力，
maybe you are facing some stresses in your life,
或是你的婚姻，或是你跟子女、跟你家人的关系，出了问题，
or maybe we're facing marital difficulties, or we have relationship issues with family members or children.
或者是你跟你的上司或者是你的属下有着紧张的关系。
Or maybe we have bad relationship with the boss or subordinates.
甚至我们正在被罪恶所捆绑着。
Or maybe we're being captured by sin.
耶稣邀请你来到他的面前。
Jesus invites you to come to him.
我们祷告的时候，
When we pray,
就是把我们的重担交给耶稣基督。
It's how we should lay down our burden and give to Jesus.
因为主耶稣他的担子是轻身的。
Because his burden is light.
也只有耶稣能够让我们得到真正的安息。
Only Jesus can give us the real rest.
当然，我们都知道我们应该尽上我们的责任和努力。
Although we know we need to try our best effort and our, and, on our own responsibilities.
至于结果完全是在耶稣的手。
But we leave the result into the hands of God.
你是否愿意相信耶稣？
Are you willing to believe in Jesus?
来接受他的救恩？
And accept his salvation?
在我们这里主日聚会结束之后，
And after the worship,
我们今天在对面的教室，我们有蒙福之路的课程。
And across from here, we have a Blast Road Sunday School class.
这个课程就是要帮助我们来更多的来认识耶稣。
And this class will help us to get to know Jesus better.
我们欢迎所有愿意追求我们信仰的真理的人都可以留步来参加。
And please feel free to stay for the class so we can seek the truth together.
在这个月底是什么节日？
You know what's the end of this month?
有人知道，九月三十号是中秋节。
It's Moon Festival, also called Mid Autumn Festival.
那天刚好是礼拜天。
And it was happened to be Sunday.
我们的下午的主日呢，我们会延后一个钟头，两点半开始。
And we will start our gathering around 2:30, one hour later than the regular time.
加州洛杉矶的泥土音乐，他们这个敬拜团会来到我们中间。
Clay music from California will come to us.
我们会在楼下中间的体育馆举行中秋音乐会。
In the middle of downstairs, there's a gym. We'll have a concert.
请大家用祷告的心邀请我们周围的亲人和朋友一同来参加。
Please prayerfully invite our loved ones or neighbors to participate.
让神对他们的心来说话。
So God can talk to their hearts.
对于这些门徒，他拦阻耶稣，拦阻小朋友。
You know, those disciples, they hinder the children.
他们认为只有他们这些跟随耶稣、被耶稣拣选人才有资格进天国。
They think because they were chosen by Jesus, that's why they can enter the kingdom of heaven.
让他们惊讶的是，神跟他们讲说，在神国的正是像这些单纯的小孩子。
But then Jesus gave them a different answer. It says, those who can enter the kingdom of God is like little children.
甚至于对他们提出警告。
And Jesus warned them.
来，我们一起来念。他说：“我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。”只有耶稣，整本圣经只有耶稣，他用“我实在告诉你们”用这个权柄来对人说话。
And only in the whole Bible, only Jesus had this kind of authority to say, "I tell you the truth."
还有一次，门徒他们彼此在争论，问耶稣说：“天国里谁是最大？”
And also, there's another time of disciples. They were just arguing. They say, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?"
跟随耶稣的人，我们心里其实也常常是败坏。
A lot of times, even though we follow Jesus, our heart is not right.
只要超过两个人，我们就会互相比较谁比较大。
If there's more than two people, we like to see who is greater.
所以。耶稣他并没有直接回答这个问题。
But Jesus did not answer this question directly.
耶稣只是叫一个小孩子来到站在他们的中间。
So Jesus called a little child and come to.
然后又说什么？我们一起来念。
Jesus said,
我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子一样时，断不得进天国。所以自己谦卑像小孩子的，他在神国里是最大。耶稣再一次的用，我实在告诉你。
See here, Jesus said it again. I tell you the truth.
每次听到这个话，就表示这个教训是非常非常重要。
When you see that, you know this is a very important lesson to learn.
因为耶稣在告诉我们，如果不回到小孩子的样式的话，我们都不能进天国。
Because Jesus said, unless we change and become like little children, we will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
当然，在这里我也要解释一下。
But I also want to do a little explanation.
像小孩子不是我们讲那个 childish.
So like a little child is not like childish, 幼稚。
不是幼稚、不成熟和调皮捣蛋的这些思想和行为。
Or immature or display naughty thoughts and behaviors.
因为圣经也告诉我们，我们在真道上要成熟、要长大。
Because the Bible says we need to have maturity in truth. We have to grow up.
不要再做小孩子。
Do not like children anymore.
因为小孩子没有分辨的能力。
Because children, they don't have ability to discern.
他们经常的摇摆不定。
They waver.
落入别人的诡计或者受骗的都还不知道。
And they are easy to fall into the tricks of others, and they've been deceived.
但是耶稣在这里说的像小孩子是叫做 childlike.
But here Jesus said childlike, 像小孩子一样。
是谦卑的承认自己的有限和无助。
So we just have to admit that we have our own limits and we are helpless.
而愿意全然的来倚靠天上的父神。
And then we're willing to totally rely on God.
也只有当我们人认识到自己只是一个受造、被造的。
And only when we human being we realize we are being created.
只有神才是那个创造万物、掌管万事的主宰。
And we only know that Jesus and God is the master creator for all things.
我们才会谦卑地来到神的面前。
Then we can come to God in humility.
圣经也说神阻挡骄傲的人。
And the Bible also said God opposes the proud.
赐恩给谦卑的人。
And he gives grace to the humble.
所以其实谦卑人是有福的人。
So the humble people are blessed.
耶稣他自己也是从母腹出生。
And Jesus himself was born from a mother.
而且降生在马槽里。
And he was born in a manger.
婴孩耶稣他也是在肉身父母悉心的养育之下长大成人。
And he grew up under the careful nurturing of his own parents.
所有的小孩都需要父母的爱。
All the children need love from their parents.
也需要父母的供应和保护。
And also need a provision and protection from the parents.
但是我们也知道父母与我们在一起的时间是有限的。
But we all know, you know, the time with our parents are pretty limited.
其实我们的父母他们也有他的，他们也有他们的困难和他们的软弱。
And our parents, they're human beings. They have their own difficulties and their own weakness too.
只有我们在天上的父神
，Only our God, Father in heaven,
不但会供应我们日用的饮食
，He can supply our daily bread,
还赦免了我们的罪
，He forgive our sins,
也帮助我们去赦免那些亏欠我们的人
，And He also help us to forgive people who are in debt to us.
而且保护我们不受罪的试探。
And he also protects us not to stumble into temptation.
当耶稣他对犹太人的这个老师尼哥底母说
，And when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus,
他说又说我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
And he says again, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of unless he was born again.
那尼哥底母就很快地问耶稣说人老了如何能重生呢
So Nicodemus asked Jesus, how can someone be born again?
岂能再进母腹出生吗
Can they come to the mother's womb to be born again?
其实耶稣在这里所说的重生指的是我们相信耶稣接受主耶稣的救恩
But here, born again means that we believe in Jesus Christ and we accept his salvation.
我们这是我们属灵生命的开始
This is the beginning of our spiritual life.
那属灵生命的成长。
So our spiritual life needs to grow.
就是要更多的来认识神。
And we have to have more understanding of our God.
所以当耶稣说要回转像小孩子的时候。
So when Jesus said you need to turn back like little children.
并不是在说我们生理上要返老还童。
It doesn't mean that we can rejuvenate from an old person to be a young person.
而是说我们应该像小孩子一样来渴慕神。
It's like we need to be like a child and to long for God.
渴望来更多的认识神。
Long to know God more.
就好像跟父母在一起一样，更多的依靠神。
Just like we're with our parents, we totally depend on on our parents.
渴望跟神来建立一个亲密的关系。
And we long to develop intimate relationship with our Lord.
你们还记得你们在交男女朋友的时候吗？
Did you remember when you were having a girlfriend or boyfriend?
我相信你们可能跟我一样，书都不想念了，巴不得天天都跟对方在一起。
I bet you're just like me. You don't want to study anymore. You just want to be with that person all the time.
大家想看，当我们想要真正去认识一个人的话，都要花很多的时间。
So we know it really takes a lot of time when we really, really want to know someone.
同样的，神也要我们花时间来亲近他。
The same way, God wants us to spend time with Him.
借着我们每天的读经，就是神让神来对我们说话。
So every day we have devotion, we let God talk to us.
并且用祷告来到神的面前。
And we come to God with prayers.
当然很多人会说，圣经里面每个字我都看得懂。
A lot of people will say, oh, I understand every word in the Bible.
但是我不懂圣经在说什么。
But I don't really know what it's saying, what it's about.
其实我们在中间我们有小组聚会。
And we, you know, a lot of us, we have a small group meetings.
礼拜天下午我们有主日聚会，还有主日学。
In Sunday we have Sunday worship and Sunday school.
在过去一年，其实，在星期一的早上和晚上。
And for the last year, for every Monday morning and Monday night.
我们也有华人基督徒的查经团契。
And we have Chinese Christian Fellowship Bible Study Group.
我现在要请善智平弟兄来跟我们分享他在这个查经团契里他自己的学习和收获。
I want to ask Brother Zhiping to share with us his experience in CCF.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers, sisters, peace to you.
首先感谢主给我这个机会，在这儿跟你们一起来
分享我的这个 CCF 的学习的经验。
Thank God for this opportunity for me to share with you about my CCF experience.
我是去年五月份，这个决志信主。
May last year, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior.
特别想通读圣经。
You know, I was so eager to read through the Bible.
但是发现我自己只认识字，但是不懂含义。
But just like Pastor said, I read it, I understand the written words, but do not know the meaning.
我不能深入理解，而且是看了后面就忘了前面。
I did not have the in-depth understanding of the Bible. I read it and I forgot. I read the beginning and forget the end.
这个前后不能贯穿。
So I can't understand the whole theme.
所以呢，抓不住这个核心思想，所以我心里非常的懊恼。
I cannot catch the main point of the Bible, and I was so frustrated.
那个时候我就特别的需要有个人能够紧要的、系统的帮助我整理一下这个圣经。
So I really needed someone to sort through the Bible systematically so I can understand.
就是那个时候我就开始祷告，结果呢，真的是有一位弟兄在去年的这个时候来推荐我去学 CCF。
So then I began to pray, and then there was a brother just recommended me to study CCF at this time last year.
首先我们是学罗马书，罗马书是。
So we learned the book of Romans first.
最难的也是最精彩的。
And it was the hardest, but it's the most rewarding.
还好这个经验丰富的老师。结合了作者当时的生活文化背景，还有我们的现在的生活。
So the experienced teacher combined the biblical cultural background and with my daily life experience.
让我似乎进入了角色。
So it seems like I walk through the biblical time.
使我能够比较深入理解圣经。
So I have more understanding of the Bible.
而且能够掌握其要领。
So I can grasp the essential ideas.
另外就是精心编制的讲义，能够引用圣经前后的重要的一些章节。
And the handouts were so carefully prepared, and it was filled with scripture references.
并把它们巧妙地连贯在一起。
So they connect all the things together.
然后通过我们的预习，就是做作业，还有课堂的讨论，还有老师的讲解，我们就这么举一反三的学习。
So we review the scripture, which is the homework, and we have class discussions, and the teacher explained the chapters. So the main point were really branded in my mind.
对，这样的主要的这个核心思想就烙在我的心上。
So all the ideas was branded in my mind.
通过一年的学习
，After 1 year of CCF study,
基本上就是建立出一个整个的框架。
So my overall framework about the Bible was established.
现在我去读圣经的时候，我就感到妙处横生，心广人已。
So now I read the Bible, I see the wonder and the beauty of the passage.
我也非常欣赏 CCF 的那个讨论和分享。
And I also really appreciate the CCF discussion and the sharing session.
尤其那种开放的那种氛围。
Especially the atmosphere is so open.
身在其中的我就不由自主的开始公开的认罪。
So in there, I was able to be transparent and publicly repent.
弟兄姐妹之间的这种坦诚和信任，使我的心进一步的纯化。
So my heart was cleansed through these transparency and trust between the brothers and sisters.
CCF 帮助我了深入理解，而且全面的理解圣经。
So CCF helped me to have comprehensive understanding of the Bible.
也解答了我很多的疑问。
And answered many of my questions.
增强了我的信心。
My faith was strengthened.
让我在属灵上面有很大的进展。
I grew up more spiritually.
其实 CCF 不仅是让我自己能够更加深入的理解圣经，而且也介入我帮助其他的弟兄来进行小组的查经和组织学等等。
Not just only for the my own spiritual journey, but CCF helped me to lead the small groups Bible study and help other brothers and sisters, in their walk with the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我可以告诉你，我今年还要去学。
Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, I want to continue to learn.
你想试试看吗
？Would you like to try?
谢谢。
好，所以大家知道 CCF 什么时候开始
？So you know when CCF starts, September 10th.
好，我鼓励大家一起在神的话语中一起来成长。
So I encourage each one of you, let's grow together in God's word.
圣经也让我们看到，我们信仰的旅程其实是一场属灵的征战。
But the Bible also shows us that our faith journey is a spiritual warfare.
特别是当我们在迫切祷告的时候，神却迟迟的没有回应我们。
Especially when we pray so hard, but God did not answer our prayers.
在这个时候，你常常会觉得自己信心不足。
A lot of times we'll think, oh, maybe I'm lacking faith.
就更火热的在祷告。
So we'll pray more harder.
再过一阵子，还没有回应的话。
And after a while, if God did not answer our prayers,
你有可能就会放弃了祷告
We might just give up prayer.
甚至离开神
Sometimes we're separate from God.
在旧约圣经讲到一个人叫做约伯
In the Old Testament, there's this guy named Job.
圣经说他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事
And the Bible says he was perfect, he was upright, and he's a God-fearing person. He rejects all kinds of evil.
这里的完全正直其实并不表示约伯他不会犯罪。
And here he says he was blameless and upright. Doesn't mean that he does not commit sins.
而是在说约伯他是一个表里合一，而且是言行一致的人。
It didn't say that he does not sin, but it shows that he practices what he preaches.
因为神看重的就是在他面前有一个真诚敞开的心。
Because God sees his honest, open heart.
所以神大大的赐福约伯。
So God blessed him abundantly.
不但给他十个儿女，而且给他许多的家产。
God gave him 10 children and gave him lots of possessions.
不幸的是，撒旦在天上向神来挑战。
But then Satan was trying to challenge God.
撒旦说，对神说，如果你挪去约伯说的一切，他一定会弃掉你。
And so Satan told God, say, if you take everything away from him, he's not going to stay with you any longer.
神接受撒旦的挑战。
So God accepted this challenge.
允许撒旦来攻击约伯。
He allowed Satan to attack Job.
如果你知道这个故事的话，在一天之内，约伯失去了他所有的财产。
If you know the story, you know within one day he lost all the possessions he had.
同时，他十个儿女在一天全部死亡。
And all his sons and children were dead.
不久之后，连约伯他自己都头顶长疮，脚底流脓。
And also himself suffered from painful sore from head to toe.
连他的太太、妻子都问他说：“你仍然持守你的纯正，你弃掉你的神死了吧
？”Even his own wife told him, "Are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die."
还有他三个朋友也来看他。
And he has three good friends came to visit him.
连他的好朋友都认定约伯，你一定是犯了大罪，你受到了神的惩罚。
And they think, oh, Job, you must have committed great sin. That's why you were punished.
约伯他体无完肤。
He was deserted.
然后众叛亲离。
No longer recognizable.
一无所有。
And there was nothing left.
但是他没有弃掉神。
But he did not desert God.
因为他知道这时候神是他唯一的盼望。
And he knows at this time God is his only hope.
他定义要来寻求神的面。
He was determined to seek God's face.
我不知道等了多久多久。
We don't really know how long he has waited.
因为约伯记非常非常的长，他中间有很多很多章节，一直到第38章，神终于对约伯说话。
And we know Job is such a long book, and until the chapter 38, finally God says something.
神并没有告诉约伯为什么你会受苦。
God did not tell Job why he suffered.
神让约伯看见的是神创造的伟大和他的奇妙。
But God let Job see the greatness of him and the wonder of his creation.
结果约伯他从神的回答当中，
So Job got something from God's reply.
他经历到人世间一定会有患难。
He knows that we all will experience suffering.
但是只有神的同在远胜过我们所面对的一切环境。
But only God's presence will overcome whatever we're experiencing.
经历苦难的约伯。
Job has suffered through suffering.
他说我从前是封为有神。
He says, I heard about you before.
现在是亲眼看见。
But now I see you with my own eyes.
我自己回想我跟凤美师母过去在华神念书的时候，
and I thought about when I was studying the seminary in the
在最后一年，
in the very last year，
凤美有一天早上她不能起来，
my wife could not get up，
也不能走路，
she could not walk，
我必须跟学校借轮椅把她推到对面的三军总医院去看急诊。
I have to borrow a wheelchair and to go to the hospital so we can go to the emergency room。
很可能是因为他因为经常要打报告。
But maybe because she has to write a lot of papers.
然后在前几天他又帮助教会去义卖的时候做了很多几百张葱油饼然后去义卖。
Because she was making like hundreds of pancakes for voluntary work for the church.
所以可能伤筋动骨，让强壮的他倒下去。
So she was so exhausted and that's why she couldn't get up.
我们很多人以为服侍神的人不会受到攻击。
A lot of us, we thought if you serve God, you will never be attacked.
其实任何人都会遇到苦难。
Because anyone can experience suffering.
在面对苦难的时候，我们就想到约伯。
Whenever we are suffering, let's think of Job.
约伯成为我们患难中的帮助。
He can help us when we're in trouble.
因为约伯就像孩童一样紧紧地抓住神。
Because he's just like a little child, he just grasped, he clung to God.
而且当约伯紧紧依靠神的时候，
When he really clung to God,
最后神对约伯的赐福是加倍的。
And God gave him double for his trouble.
让约伯重新得到了十个儿女。
So Job has another 10 children.
当然，经过将近十个月的时间，凤美。在神的恩典之下，凤美也完全的康复。
And after 10 months, my wife finally recovered.
她继续生龙活虎。
And then she was energetic again.
亲爱弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们的祷告生活其实是一个属灵的操练。
Our prayer life is actually a spiritual exercise.
保罗也曾经向神祈求三次，把他身上的刺拿走。
Paul even asked God to remove the thorn in his body.
但是神回答保罗说什么？我的恩典够你。
But God told Paul, said, "My grace is sufficient for you."
我们会来到神的面前祷告，就是相信神的恩典够我们用。
When we come to God and pray, we trust that His grace is sufficient for us.
你是否愿意效法约伯，像孩童一？像无助的孩童一样的来祷告神。
Are you willing to be like Job, just to pray to God like a helpless child and pray to God?
而且也愿意遵行耶稣的教训。
So, are you willing to follow the teaching of Jesus?
来到神的面前。
Has come to God.
完全的信靠顺服。
Totally trust and obey.
来领受神所要赐给我们永恒和无限的祝福。
So we can receive God's eternal and infinite blessings.
那我们再一次来唱信靠顺服，成为我们每个人对神的回应。
Let's sing trust and obey one more time as our response to God.